Well, good morning there, little children. Are you guys ready for another dog story? We've heard a lot of dog stories for children's stories, so I figured you liked them. We'll give you another one. So this story is about a dog named Max. And Max was just a little puppy. How many of you had a little puppy before that was just real young and full of energy? And do you know that little puppies like to chew on everything? And they like to chew. Do you know why they like to chew? It's because their little teeth are just coming in and they kind of itch. And so they want to exercise their little teeth. And so they find things. And have you had something very valuable to you been chewed by your new puppy? You have, huh? Yeah. Well, my new puppy used to chew up my garden hose, and they said, well, if you tie the garden hose in his mouth and leave it there for long hours, that he'll hate that hose after that. And it worked. He never chewed on my hose after that. But that wasn't Max. That was Bondo. But Max, he got in lots of trouble because he was chewing everything that the owners didn't want him to chew, and they were getting very upset with Max. And not only that, but he was having a hard time being trained because, you know, they don't really know where to go. And so they can just kind of go on the carpet. And so their new owners was not liking him very much because they were having to clean up messes all the time. Have you had to clean up messes before like that? Yeah, it's no fun to clean up doggy messes. And so the daddy of the household decided that they were going to get rid of Max. And the little boy and the little girl that loved Max because they were having so much fun with them that they didn't have to clean up the mess, they didn't want to see him go. And they were crying, and they didn't want to see Max go. And so they were very, very sad that the daddy said that Max had to go. And so that night, when all the kids were in bed, Max started crying and barking and barking and crying, and the dad just said, oh, that just seals my decision. I want Max to go because I can't sleep. He's chewing everything. He's messing up my carpet. It's like tomorrow. He's going tomorrow. And so after about 20 more minutes, the dad got so upset that he got up and he was actually going to do some discipline. How many of you know what discipline means? He was going to do some discipline to this little puppy, and because the puppy just started barking even louder than he had previous nights. And he was barking and making such a big, big ruckus that Dad had to come and he was going to discipline him. Well, it turned out that there was a fire in the garage and that the little puppy could smell the fire and that everybody in the house was in danger. But because the little puppy gave them the warning, that the dad was so thankful that he went and put out the fire in the garage because the smoke was starting to come into the house a little bit, but the dog could smell it before anybody else. And so this is actually a true story. And so they kept Max and they trained him so he wouldn't chew and he wouldn't go in the wrong places. And so he ended up in the newspaper for saving their owner's life. And so the moral of the story is that sometimes when we're not thinking that things should be going the way they should go, that God, he shows us that he has a better plan and that we can't see the future. We can't see his plans. And so we just have to thank God that he can see the future and he can take care of us when we don't really know what to do because we can't see what tomorrow will bring. And so learn to trust in God. So don't forget to pick up the money plates for RJA and enjoy your Sabbath. You can go back to your seats now.